The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If by chance this is the first time you've ever heard of our program, Forever Young Radio, we've been here about two decades, and we are heard on traditional radio, Sirius XM, and also on the podcast platforms. And over the years, our number one goal here, and what we really strive to do each and every week, is to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you want to learn more about the show, you can just visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. And that's basically the hub for everything. If you want to listen to past shows or read some articles, it's all housed there. I mean, this is years and years worth of great information for you to peruse. And then you can follow us on social media at Forever Young Radio.
It's our passion to be able to educate a consumer on what's going on out there in the health world, what's myth, what's fact, what's real, and share with you practical tips each and every week on maybe how to handle something that you're dealing with within your life. So again, like Mel said, foreveryoungradio.com, and we have over 380 podcasts. So really something for everybody and some really great articles. Now, Mel, we have a really big topic today, don't we?
Yes, we do. We're going to be talking about digestion. And, you know, the thing is when you hear that saying, you are what you eat, it's actually true, but more importantly, you are what you absorb and digest. So it's extremely important to understand how your digestive system works because it affects every other area of your body. It is basically the entryway for all of the nutrition that feeds all the areas of your body and all of the metabolic functions that your body needs in order to basically thrive and continue to survive, basically. And, you know, the National Institutes of Health estimate that up to 70 million Americans are affected by digestive diseases. Kelly, that's crazy. Some of the more common ones include gastroesophageal reflux disease, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, gallbladder and liver disease, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, also known as SIBO, intestinal permeability issues, leaky gut syndrome, that's how it's also commonly referred to, chronic constipation, and food allergies or sensitivities.
Wow. I mean, it's come a long way with the titles in the last 25 years since I started in the health industry. And I mean, before we talk about regularity and everybody would cringe, don't talk about that. But at the end of the day, so many people are experiencing those issues. And when they don't really know what's going on and they're not fixing it, it then can lead to inflammatory bowel diseases and stuff like that, which, believe me, you don't want to get. And I think it's great in science. Like, the exciting part, Mel, is that people are really starting to get help now. And all of these different conditions are being identified by mainstream doctors who maybe kind of just pushed it by the wayside. If you went to the doctor 25 years ago, they weren't asking you, oh, you know, are you regular? How's your bathroom habits? It just wasn't right. One of those things that was talked about. So I think now that we're, you know, in 2022 and people are open to kind of figuring out what's going on with their health, more people are getting helped. And that's what we try to do here on this show, right, Mel?
Absolutely. That's the entire goal here. And, you know, Kelly, I was thinking about this because I think there's kind of a twofold issue with why these things were not at the forefront in past years. Number one, yes, people are paying more attention. I think that these issues have probably existed for a lot longer than we have been talking about them. But also, we're going to get into this later on in the show, the sad American diet. I think has a major effect on overall digestive issues, because if you're not consuming whole foods like people would have consumed back in the day, you know, 100 years ago, everybody was growing their own gardens, raising their own livestock, things like that. So they weren't doing livestock. Maybe they were farmers and everybody in the community was exchanging foods, or, you know, I'd sell this to you, you sell this to me. Local markets had fresh foods. And now we can still access all of those fresh foods, but there's so many quick foods, and those quick foods, those convenience foods, are really saturated with things that are not great for our digestion, that are not nutrient rich. And I do believe, I have to believe that that's a huge contributing factor to all of these digestive diseases and issues that we're seeing, which of course it all starts in the digestive system. But if things are going wrong there, it's going to pour into other disease states in your body. If you have malnutrition or digestive issues, you know, they're calling the stomach the second brain. Yeah. So it's a big deal. This is a big, big issue. And I'm excited to talk about it today.
Yeah. And I'm grateful in the last couple of years, we've learned more about the microbiome, that vagus nerve that goes from the brain to the stomach, that we are intertwined there. And again, when people would be stressed in the past, they'd be like, wow, my stomach hurts. So we're even going to talk a little bit about how stress can play a role in these digestive problems.
Everybody, literally everybody, has to keep an eye on their digestive wellness. And so today we have a great show for you about all of the various things that can go wrong with digestion.
Yeah, and I think about when you were doing our little intro, Mel, and you referenced that 70 million Americans are affected by digestive diseases, according to the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. I think that is maybe a low number, because I think a lot more people are dealing with things and maybe don't talk about it or suffer silently. So again, right, doing shows like this will maybe put that into perspective. And before we went to the break, Mel, we were talking good digestion versus bad. And I think to really understand what goes wrong with digestion, it's important to understand maybe how it works. As food is mixed with saliva and enters the stomach, it is broken down into small particles by the stomach acid, right? So then by enzymes, you know, that are produced by the pancreas and bile that is produced by the liver, that's known as good bacteria, otherwise known as flora in the small intestine. That's kind of where the job is completed, to break down the nutrients so that we can get everything absorbed, right? So when Mel's like, it's not really what you eat, it's what you absorb, that's kind of what's happening. So ingestible parts of food, such as the fiber that we need and other waste products, are then pushed into the colon, where they kind of remain and they hang out until they're eliminated. So it really is interesting, because when I learned about all this like 25 years ago, Karen Masterson Cook, my mentor from Allolive, she shared with me, your body starts being prepared to digest and creating saliva and enzymes the minute your eyes see food, right? So when people in the old days are like, oh my goodness, do you smell that? My mouth is watering. It was a true indication that your body was ready to then take in the food. So I always like to look at things like that, Mel, because I find it interesting. How about you?
It's amazing how the body works. I mean, essentially, when we're born, our bodies are supposed to be designed. Now, mind you, there are definitely all sorts of things that can go wrong or sideways, and there's certain genetic issues that people might have that may affect them. But in general, the body's designed to be this really crazy, well-oiled machine. It is amazing how everything starts with the eyes. And in fact, you know, Kelly, that's the first time I've ever even heard that. So that's really cool information. But I mean, as soon as you put something in your mouth too, you know, your salivary glands are also producing enzymes that start breaking down the food before you even swallow it. So this is really important that this entire system is working properly.
And I mean, that's like, people will hear things about your body, right? Your intestines, your small intestines. And, you know, they don't really know how much and how hard these organs or different parts of our body work to try to be in unison just to process something that you just ate. So a lot can go wrong with digestion, right? So when it comes to the small intestines, Mel, when we're looking at that, I've heard it be known as like the gatekeeper. That's like its main role. But what do you know about that?
Well, you know, the small intestine allows nutrients, fats, proteins, starches, vitamins, and minerals to pass through its wall into the bloodstream so that they can be distributed throughout the body, you know, because our whole body needs nutrition. And it also is to serve as a barrier to prevent undigested food or large molecules, foreign substances, things like harmful bacteria and yeast from getting through. So here's the thing. When the lining of your small intestine that is working so hard becomes irritated and inflamed, it can't do its job properly. It's like sick. It's not feeling well. And then as a result, bacteria, undigested food, things like that can leak into your bloodstream. And officially, it's called increased intestinal permeability. But yeah. More often, the problem is called leaky gut syndrome.
Dr. Mark Stengler, America's Natural Doctor, he's a regular on the show. He formulates all the products for Emerald Laboratories, a great partner in this program. And he had just put out like a little 90-page book on the real truth about leaky gut. If you want to learn more about it, and it comes with like recipes, you can learn more about prebiotic, probiotic foods. You could go to the homepage of americasnaturaldoctor.com to check it out. I think the download's like $19 or something like that. And you're
That's
able to keep it.
That's a smoking deal.
It really
all
is.
That information.
And it is so condensed. Like I was able to like get a copy of it. And I think a lot of people were talking about maybe things that were going on, but didn't really understand the real premise behind leaky gut. I mean, this is very well researched. I mean, Dr. Mark Stengler's seen patients for 26 years. He runs blood work. He kind of knows what's going on with that. But, you know, what he told me, Mel, is that it's kind of like that's where the connection between chronic illness and digestion is kind of living. You know, leaky gut syndrome can wreak havoc on the immune function and the nutritional status throughout the body. I mean, think about it. When the gut leaks, the immune system thinks that it has been invaded by foreign bodies, and then it goes into attack. So imagine eating every meal, your body is attacked by your immune system trying to kind of protect yourself, right? So then it produces antibodies, which can then inflame the gut further and then damage the intestinal lining. And so I think that's where this misconception comes with the public, Mel, where people are like, how can what I eat make me tired or lead to headaches or different things? But it is very indicative of why digestion issues or digestive issues are plaguing people across the U.S.
Well, and you know, here's the thing too that I would love to throw out there. It is not ageist. This is not an ageist issue. I have a beautiful, wonderful 23-year-old niece who has leaky gut and IBS. And it just, she suffers when she eats, especially if she doesn't eat the right things. So, you know, it's really important that you pay attention to these things. You know, the other thing about it is that leaky gut syndrome also decreases nutritional absorption. If your gut is not efficiently absorbing food, you can also get, like I was saying earlier, nutritional deficiencies. And the thing with nutritional deficiencies is that those also lead to disease states. When you look at a formula, like a supplement formula, there's something on there called daily value. And those daily values were largely established as the minimal amount to prevent disease states. So we've talked about in past shows how you can't always know what you're getting when you're eating food. You know, eating whole foods, eating organic foods, eating healthy is a great way to ensure that you're giving your body the correct fuel. But nutritional supplementation is where you're going to be able to make sure that you're getting a specific set amount of all of the important nutrients that your body does need in order to function properly. Now, if you have a digestive issue, though, if you have IBS, if you have one of these conditions, leaky gut syndrome, then you may have some additional problems. So we want to help you to understand what's going on and what you can do nutritionally to try and help correct that. So the only way to stop the cycle is to support your digestion. So Kelly, there's a bunch of reasons why people develop digestive issues, aren't there?
Yeah, and I think you nailed it in the intro when you started talking about SAD, you know, our standard American diet. We should flip that thing upside down, you know, and I think a lot of people aren't eating off that way anymore. If you have something like candida, and we've talked about this before in past shows, candida can block absorption. It's overgrowth of the yeast that comes out of the intestinal tract. We all have candida. It's just when it becomes overgrowth, you'll start seeing things like yellowing of the toenails. Maybe you're having more allergies, white coated tongue, different things like that could happen. You know, it can also start to block absorption. So we need to make sure that we're providing the body with the things that it needs to be able to work through that. But fast food, let's be honest, it's hard to digest, in part because there's low fiber content. It slows their progress through the GI tract. I mean, most of the foods when you go to fast food are high in sugar. I mean, think about, people don't really put that together. Maybe they'll try to be healthy and they'll drive somewhere and they'll get a salad at a fast food spot. And then they'll look up the nutritional value and they could add a Big Mac, you know, at the end of the day because of the sugar content. So foods high in sugar, artificial sweeteners, colorings, preservatives, omega-6 fatty acids from vegetable oils may cause inflammation in the gut. So our main goal is to, one, feed the body with the stuff it needs. It doesn't mean you can't have a hamburger or anything like that. It's just finding the balance of making sure you're providing the gut with the calmness, squelching that fiery inflammation thing. And we've all eaten foods where we know that it doesn't agree with us. I don't do well with gluten. I love carbs, but sadly, carbs don't really work well with me. Maybe I'll get like a skin rash or something like that if I'm eating too much gluten. So kind of figure out when you're eating something, how you feel directly after it. I actually had my food sensitivity test done by Dr. Mark Stangler at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. I was only allergic to two things outside of, you know, laying off gluten because I just don't feel great when I eat it.
You know, you were saying that you had some testing done with Dr. Mark Stangler, who actually formulates some pretty amazing products that help to deal with digestion, including digestive health and reflux health, which we're going to get into. But I'm curious to know what foods you have sensitivities to.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. I was very surprised. There was two. One was oysters, which I really wasn't like crying over, like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to eat oysters every day. You know, it wasn't something that I was consuming on a regular basis. Maybe if you go down by the seashore or something, I was having one. But it wasn't a staple in my daily diet. Second was something that I was incorporating every single day after working out or any type of exercise, and that was whey proteins. And I couldn't really figure it out. I just would do my workout, drink my, you know, little protein shake on the way home, and my stomach would immediately start to not feel great. And I didn't know if it was just maybe I overexerted myself and what I was doing. And again, that's why I gave that tip. See how you feel after consuming or eating certain foods. My body was telling me, like, quit drinking whey. What are you doing? Like, you know, and I was able to just get that off my plate. And I went to like a more plant-based, or there's pumpkin-based protein. There's all kinds of different proteins you can go to now that are a lot easier on the body to absorb if you're dealing with a whey protein. But it was very interesting just to kind of find that out. And there are other things, like maybe if I eat bell peppers, I burp them up all day. So it's kind of like, find what your body's telling you. You could be missing an enzyme, and that's maybe why you're not being able to eat foods that your husband or wife are eating without any type of an issue. So again, I found that to be very interesting, Mel.
Kelly, that's very interesting. But you know, what I find fascinating about it is that you've already indicated that you don't feel good when you consume gluten. A lot of people don't produce enough of the enzyme necessary to properly digest gluten. And we are going to talk more about this in the digestive health formula. But that specific enzyme, which is called DPP4, is actually something that helps people who have issues digesting casein, which is dairy-based. So whey is dairy-based. Basically, if you have a deficiency in enzyme production, this is one that is very, very common. But if you have gluten sensitivity, you're also far more likely to have sensitivity to anything that's dairy-based, including whey protein. So that kind of makes sense to me.
It really does.
Yeah. And then, you know, the other thing is, too, there's other things like chronic stress. I feel like we kind of live in a more fast-paced, stressful world now. Not that people didn't experience stress in the past, but the pace of life is insanely fast these days. And your body responds to stress by going into emergency mode, which slows down your digestion. And then we've also talked about how it also affects your hormones. You know, it can increase hormone production. It can lead to weight gain and things like that as well. So there's also chronic illnesses. So people with cancer or suffering from depression or autoimmune diseases, such as rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis, are often suffering from poor digestion as well. And then if you have an existing digestive problem, such as colitis, Crohn's disease, or IBS, that can actually cause and worsen leaky gut syndrome.
It's so crazy. People will go years with having these digestive issues. And then they'll read a book or they'll hear a podcast or a radio show on something like leaky gut, and the puzzle pieces just kind of come together. And when you mentioned chronic illness and cancer and things like that, Mel, if somebody's currently going through chemotherapy and every time they have chemo, their stomach is just gutted, please get checked for C. diff, because I recently had a friend who's kind of going through that. So just kind of know, ask these questions if you're having fast transit, you can't hold down water and you're not feeling good. That was just a tip that I recently learned. But again, getting to the bottom of this for us commoners who are just having regular digestive issues, whether it be heartburn, whether it be GERD that we talked about, or just not feeling our best. Bloating is a thing that we often hear a lot. And I think that, you know, with the amount of medications people are on, Mel, common pain relievers, you know, people are using aspirin, ibuprofen, other anti-inflammatory drugs, and they can potentially damage the lining of the small intestine. I think a lot of times people think that, okay, I'm going to take acid blocking medications, proton pump inhibitors, PPIs. There's a lot of them out there to reduce the stomach acid. But long-term use of these drugs intrudes on the GI system's ability to actually break down the food properly and put out the particular proteins and molecules that need to be distributed throughout the body. So there is a place for acid. I guess that people maybe can have an overproduction in acid in the stomach and the small intestine, but no, you're not supposed to be on those PPIs for long amounts of time. I've talked to people who've been on them 2-3 years. It really wasn't designed for that. It was more of a temporary situation.
Yeah, and it is so much better if you can find a natural solution, because not only are you going to have issues with it intruding on your GI system and inflaming the lining of the small intestine, that's also going to take a toll on your liver, you know? Yeah. And again, the liver's a giver, produces bile. All of these things are also important to the digestive process and also to breaking down cholesterol and eliminating toxins from the body. I mean, our whole body is all interconnected. So you can't do one thing without affecting another. And so really it's all about getting balance. And, you know, we were talking about people who have cancer, and that was such a good piece of information, Kelly, because the thing is certain anti-cancer drugs and oral steroids also destroy the gut's good flora. And you can have bacterial imbalance. Dysbiosis is an imbalance between the good and bad bacteria, and a deficiency of good bacteria in the gut often occurs because of the excessive use of antibiotics or an overgrowth of harmful bacteria. You know, the best thing that you can do, and unfortunately, you know, it doesn't always work for people's financial situations or insurance situations, but if you're able to get blood work and testing done through a naturopath, I know Dr. Stengler can even take patients remotely through his clinic, or one of his fellow doctors that works out of his clinic, including his wife. His wife is also Dr. a naturopath. Dr. Ange, you know, she even works with children, which is fantastic too. So, you know, if you can access that kind of care, then you're going to get a full spectrum look at what's going on in your body and your health systems. And they're going to be able to really help you target nutritional ways of helping to support your immune system. So, and I think that they work with, it's either, you know, it's probably like Quest Labs nationwide. So you can always contact the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine and try and work out some remote blood work so that Dr. Stengler or one of the amazing professionals that works in his office can help you with that. Or you can actually go to naturopathic.org. But I highly recommend it if you can make it happen, because if you've got these issues, you want to resolve them and not just pile medication on if it's not necessary. There's always a place for medication. But, you know, if you can find a more natural route that deals with your issues using nutritional support, then you're not going to be dealing with all these crazy side effects that are always a byproduct with pharmaceuticals. There's no exception. It will always play, you know, take a toll on your liver. So now, Kelly, I know we're going to talk a little bit more too about IBS.
Yeah, so, I mean, IBS for sure. I mean, we're seeing that. We talked about the refined foods, the fast foods, making more things a little bit harder to digest, right? And people are dealing with chronic infections of the digestive tract, fungi, parasites, bacteria can be causative when we're talking about that. And Again, we'll talk a little bit more about IBS. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to put an article out on foreveryoungradio.com underneath our articles, giving you more information on it. We have 4 or 5 bullet points of what you could really understand. I think our goal for today is to talk to you about your digestion, maybe give you the tips of watching what you're eating, watching how you feel when you're eating, eliminating certain foods like refined foods, high sugar, high carbs, incorporating some fruits, veggies, and different things like that. And if you don't want to do those things, then you want to try to take a supplement route. We'll make recommendations on that when we come back too. But this is something where you have to work hand in hand. There's no quick fix. There's no magic bullet. We can't be like, take this and all your woes will go away. That's just, your body is a perfect design, but it gets out of whack because of all of our environmental factors, the stress we've talked about, certain illnesses we're going through. So hang with us. When we come back from the break, we're going to share with you little tips and little hacks that we incorporate each and every day in our life. And you can take what you want of it and flush the rest, right, Mel? It's a digestive show. That's what we could say, but learn more at foreveryoungradio.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
Every day in the news and in research publications, we're hearing more and more about the importance of vitamin C. Vitamin C is an essential vitamin, meaning your body cannot produce it. Yet it has many roles and has been referred to as a powerful antioxidant that may strengthen your body's natural defenses. Antioxidants are molecules that support the immune system. They do so by protecting cells from harmful molecules called free radicals. Pureway C is a proprietary, proven form of vitamin C documented with research studies in vitro and clinical trials, showing that it is rapidly absorbed and highly retained by the body, offering a 12-hour retention rate. Emerald Labs Pureway C 500 mg plus R-alpha lipoic is doctor formulated, made with non-GMO ingredients, gluten-free, and is a vegan formula. To learn more about the Emerald Labs line of products, you can visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other retailers nationwide.
Before the break, we talked about things like leaky gut syndrome. We sort of touched on IBS, but we're finding that this show is so chock full of information. We're going to make it a two-parter. And in our next show, we're going to talk more about IBS and more about GERD or reflux issues that people have. But we want to start sharing with you some of the things that you can do nutritionally to help support your overall digestive wellness. And Kelly, I know that you have some good information on what you can do with your diet to help support a healthier digestive system.
Yeah, definitely, Mel. And when we're talking about somebody like Dr. Mark Stengler, America's natural doctor, who's actually published papers on things like acid reflux and digestive issues, he always tends to lean towards the Mediterranean diet. And when we're talking about the Mediterranean diet, it's really nothing new. It's really telling you to eat lean meats, fats, high in omegas, veggies, and really eliminating a lot of those refined carbohydrates we talk about, those sugars. And I think when we're telling people to do a diet change, they could be like, ew, I don't want to eat like a rabbit. No, you're eating like really, really good foods. In fact, when we mentioned those PPIs, there was this great study that Dr. Mark had shared with us on the Mediterranean diet and how it beats PPIs in a breakthrough study. So 85 of the patients that they had in this participation group were treated with PPIs, while 88 other patients followed a Mediterranean style diet. So they were restricting animal products more than typical. They drank an alkaline water. Also, both groups avoided foods known to commonly trigger acid reflux, such as coffee, tea, soda, greasy and fatty foods, chocolate, which, hey, I think there's a place for chocolate, so we don't want any hate mail on that one. Spicy foods and alcohol. So again, we're going to put this on our articles so you can go and kind of get your lips wet and get ready for when we do our second episode following up on digestion and really get into IBS and acid reflux and GERD and different things like that. But we really wanted to just mention that to you so you can kind of get prepared and be ahead. But right now on this program, we're really just focusing on things we need to take a look at if our digestive tract is not working well. We've shared with you some practical things you should eliminate, why you could be having those potential causes. And for those who don't want to make a lot of food modifications or drink more water and things like that, we can then apply recommendations for maybe putting in some supplementation. Number one for me, when I'm thinking about anything that comes with my digestive tract, my stomach, I'm thinking about the microbiome. I take a probiotic each and every day. My probiotic of choice is Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I like them because it's fermented for 3 years. It's a live living paste. It comes with its own food supply. It doesn't need to be refrigerated. And there's a lot of good probiotics out there. For me and my family, for 15 years, that's what we've used. So again, if somebody's out there listening to the show and they're not taking a good quality probiotic, please go and read a little bit of research. I mean, you can learn more about Dr. O'Hara's at essentialformulas.com. Dr. Ross Pelton is their director of science. He's constantly sharing new things going on within the body. And we have a couple of shows we've done with him in the past, really talking about the malnourished microbiome. So that's one. I love aloe vera. That's another one that I'll reach for, Mel. I don't know about you. And then the Digestive Health by Emerald Labs seems to keep me kind of humming along.
Digestive Health is phenomenal. And yes, aloe has a long-standing reputation for helping with digestive issues. And, you know, when we get a little more into the reflux too, there's a formula that Dr. Stengler created called Reflux Health that has aloe because it is so soothing and healing. It's not just soothing and healing topically, it's soothing and healing internally as well. But this Digestive Health formula is one of my favorites. And you know why it's one of my favorites, Kel? Is because my first day of working in this industry on the manufacturing side of things was at a trade show. And I was warned, don't walk through the entire food section and sample things. But I didn't exercise a whole lot of self-control that day. And I thought, oh, it's just a bite of this, a bite of that. Oh my gosh. It was like battle kitchen inside of my stomach. Yeah. But the Digestive Health, when I took that, helped me so quickly. It was phenomenal. So this is something that I really feel like people who have digestive issues, if you take it with your meals, you should notice a dramatic difference. The really special ingredient here is protease 250 DPP4. This is a gluten-specific digestive enzyme, and it's really effective for people who have gluten sensitivities. DPP4 is a proteolytic enzyme, and it breaks down many of the common dietary components found in gluten proteins. Protease's high in DPP4 activity assist in digesting and utilizing gluten and casein, which is milk, dairy related containing foods. So here's the thing. If you are gluten intolerant, you're not going to be able to just take DPP4 and eat gluten. It doesn't work that way. If you have an actual allergy where you are going to have a poor reaction, you know, maybe the DPP4 can help if you unknowingly consume it, but don't take it and then just eat all the gluten you want. This is going to be super helpful, though, for people who are sensitive and maybe you're eating out or traveling and you can't always control your diet as well. Now, the other great thing is this has a plant-based, clinical potency, broad-spectrum digestive enzyme blend. So this is awesome because your body does produce digestive enzymes, which help to break down a variety of the foods you eat. You know, lipases break down fats or lipids, proteases break down proteins, and then you've got amylase, cellulase, lactase, and others. Those things break down carbohydrates, like lactase breaks down dairy, but some people don't produce enough of these enzymes. So supplementing can really help to keep the digestive function optimal. Now, the other thing is, though, is that there are also digestive enzymes our body does not produce, like cellulase and hemicellulase. So if you're eating tough vegetable fibers like raw broccoli, what's going to happen is that's going to pass through and then it's going to basically ferment in the large intestine. And that's why people get that nasty little side effect from broccoli, that gas buildup. It's from the fermentation because your body is not processing it properly. So taking the cellulase and the hemicellulase is really effective, but also just slightly blanching your broccoli. Don't overcook it because you do cook out the nutrients, but slightly blanching it will also help to break some of that down. And then there's also in here a digestive herbal blend that includes ginger, gentian, and fennel. And those are sources of soluble fiber. You know, again, fiber is really important, which can help to soothe unpleasant stomach ailments and stimulate the organs of digestion, the stomach, the liver, the gallbladder, the pancreas. And then in a lot of the formulas that Dr. Stengler, these are the formulas Dr. Stengler created and uses clinically. So Digestive Health, he gives this to his patients, which is why it's so effective. There's a blend called the Raw Whole Food Blend, and it includes sprout powders, probiotics, more plant enzymes, superfood powders, and all of those things help to support increased bioavailability and absorption, because it doesn't matter what you eat, it matters what you absorb.
I've read some of the testimonials on this product that people will send in. And that's one cool thing about Emerald Labs. So if you use one of their products and you send in a testimonial, don't you guys send a free bottle mail? How does that work?
We sure do. So if you go to emeraldlabs.com, you can actually see all of the formulas that we produce. And, you know, they're distributed nationwide in Sprouts and Vitamin Shoppe and in your local mom and pops. We're based out of Southern California, so Mothers, you know, there's a ton of stores that carry these products. But there is a section there where if you want to share your testimonial, we're so happy to receive those because they're so helpful to other people. We can talk all we want about the science, but when you know somebody who's actually had a proven result from a formula, it just makes a huge difference. So we want to thank you if you're willing to share your story with us, and we'll send you a free bottle of that product.
Again, we want to make sure these are working. I mean, Dr. Mark Stengler, he sees patients, he's running blood work. These people are in his face. If these products don't work, they're not going to come back. So I love that he formulates based on research.
Kelly, this show has been a total whirlwind. There's so much to talk about when it comes to digestive issues.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to this next show that we're going to do on this because there's still more to talk about. We're not even done yet. And I hope that this is helpful to everybody that's out there. Again, we really do this because we care. And anybody in this wellness industry should be doing this because we care.
Teaching you. I know that our show goes by fast. We're not a traditional podcast. We have a nationally syndicated radio show that we're up against a clock. So again, we will slow things down. We'll do a two-part. We'll do a pickup on this show, really focus on IBS, reflux in the next one, maybe touch a little bit about Crohn's. So make sure you continue to follow us. In the meantime, remember, we're partnered with Emerald Labs, our great friends in health. So if you go to their website, emeraldlabs.com, they make over 100 plus products, and use the code FOREVER, you get 20% off any of those products you pick each and every day. And that's in addition to the daily 10% off. Again, the code you would use is FOREVER for 20% off at emeraldlabs.com. Do your best when it comes to digestion. Try to listen to your body and how you feel when you eat certain things. We hope you have a happy and healthy week. Catch you next time.